Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Today we'll look into what I call the sins and the cost of carelessness. We know today is Family Sunday, so you are going to help me a little. If there's going to be any question, let me know very early that there's a question, because I'm going to be leaving from here for another administration. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 16. There is a sin committed, both the saint and the sinner. There is a particular sin committed by both the saint and the sinners. And the name of this sin is called carelessness. Proverbs 19:16. Read it for yourself. I have read it several times before coming. So you read. Go. He who keeps the commandment of the Lord, you keep your life. Wait. Honest people, instruction too much. If you keep the instruction of God, what happened? You keep your own life. But he who despises my amplifier here says, but he who is careless of his ways shall die. Stretch your hand. Let me pray for you. In the name of Jesus, you will not be careless. Amen. This amen is giving me so much problem. In the name of Jesus, you will not be careless. You might be suffering now because of one carelessness you have done in the past. In the name of Jesus, you will not die. Yes. Okay. To be careless is to handle with levity. The word careless means to despise. The word careless means to regard lightly. Regard lightly. To be careless means you pay little attention to something. To be careless means to treat flippantly. It's just there. It's careless. What does carelessness, what does it mean? Carelessness can be defined, or I can say to be careless means you care less, you despise the important issues of life. You are majoring in minor and minor in major. Very. The things that matter doesn't matter to you. That's the meaning of carelessness. To be careless means you ignore significant activities that are responsible for your lifting. You are careless about them. Follow me. Carelessness means neglect. Carelessness means negligence. I say it's a sin of both the saint and the sinner. We all do it, including pastors. Carelessness means non-performance, to be sloppy. Okay, Benny, that's carelessness for you. Carelessness is one of the reasons some people will not make it in life. Nobody is doing them. They are just careless. A student is supposed to read. Careless. You won't read. Benny, you neglect it. You despise it. You are supposed to pray. You say, Abel, pray every time. This one day I didn't pray. Nothing will happen. A boy being spoken to by the parents, you will not hear. My parents will tell you where you are going. Remember the child of whom you are. A person being spoken to by God. Some of you will have dreams and revelation to correct you, but you are careless. Answer my question. If Joseph was careless about the revelation that day, what would have happened? So he's going to tamper with the cycle of redemption. One carelessness. I want to pray for you. In any area you have been careless, as you receive direction today, receive sense and prosper in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. The sin and cost of carelessness. Will you read with me? Please go. Want to go now? Go. Why am I not hearing you? Why am I not hearing your voices? Yes. Teach them to your what? Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, Oga, madam, don't be careless. Instead, be what? Be careful. God has spoken to most of us several times, but we are careless. And like deja vu, you know deja vu? I saw it. I had it. I had a dream. But you are careless. I want to pray for you again one more time. In any area you have been careless and you are suffering now, take this one winch. Receive this word and prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your amen is giving me concern. Receive this word and prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I read for you amplified again before I take you somewhere. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 16 again. The one who will keep and watch over God, God's commandment, will keep his soul. But if you are careless with your conduct, he says you will die. See, if you are careless with God's word, if you are careless with God that's put in your hand, that is the beginning of death. Spiritually, physically, or financially. Do we have anybody here today? You are dying because of your carelessness. I pray for you, if you will say amen. You are coming back to life and doing well again by mercy in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 19:16 again, message. Wine doesn't like to bring different version. Do you like to eat one food? I'm showing you different dishes. Take this dish and prosper. Read this one. One to go, loud and clear. Go now. Is that not a powerful word? Keep the rules, my dear. When you keep the rules, you are not helping anybody. You are doing what? You are helping yourself. Keep the rules. And you keep your own life. That means if you don't keep the rule, what happened to the person's life? The person loses life. You will not lose your life. Continue. Then careless living does what? Now read from the beginning, everybody, loud and clear, go. You didn't read it out. Loud and clear, everybody, go. Will you please give this to your children? That they should keep the rules. Financial rules. Spiritual. See, be deceiving yourself. Pray and hit your head on pillar. You don't keep the rules, you don't keep your life. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word. This word is so sweet. So if I keep the rules, I keep my life. Nobody can take my life. Nobody will take your life. So for every carelessness, there is a consequence. Do you believe now? Keep the rules. You don't keep the rules. You say careless living, what? It divides people. So when you keep the rules, I want to pray for you. Receive the grace to keep the rules. And there are different rules. There are rules that are general. There are your own personal rules that will make you to rule in the midst of your enemies. Can I pray for you again? If you are suffering now and the cause of carelessness is already working over your life, we pray for mercy for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's a particular law in the Bible that most people don't take note of. And Jesus said it. We call it secret mode commandment. Come and see it. Matthew 26 verse 41. Most of the time we don't take note of it. Matthew 26 verse 41. He said, watch and pray. Do you know watch and pray? Be careful. Be watchful. Don't just start praying. Father Lord, you're not speaking in tongues. You are deceiving yourself. Watch. That means be careful. Don't live your life anyhow and say, I'm praying. Prayer doesn't even come first. There are nations that don't pray, but they keep the rule. How did you hear me? There are nations that doesn't pray, but they what? They keep the rules. They keep the rules. And you see them, when they ask that, with all the rules, if like say, I go die, yo, they'll begin to look for help. Is there any power anywhere? Is there any debt anywhere that can pray for us? That is where now a pastor will now come and say this thing. If you keep the rules, you keep your life. Are you getting anything at all in this service? Are you being blessed already? Okay, good. Now, it's unfortunate that most people from the pastorate down, they are suffering today because they miss the rule. They are careless. The Bible says line upon line. You remember? It said precept upon precept. It said here and there. But when you do the wrong thing, you will not get the right result. Now let me go to this message. Don't forget, this topic is a topic, is a sin of both saints and sinners. Most of us are not careful. Everybody, forget about black suit. Everybody, we need to be more careful. And in the midst of us, you
watch and pray.
So I'll give you 7 areas where we have been missing it. Come and see this Bible passage that made me, it made me stand on my feet. 1 Kings 20, verse 39. Thou art in the midst of us, madam. I'd like you to take note of some things I want to use to finish this message. I want to give you 7 areas we have been careless. We have not been careful. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king and he said, thy servant went out in the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me. Everybody's not reading the Bible. Be careful, Lou. And said, underline, keep this man. Continue. If by any means he's missing, consequence, then shall thy life be for his life. Somebody say, God forbid. Don't be careful. I'm a brother, Lord will forbid. Or else thou shalt pay a talent. I've read it. Now read your own. Go. Said, give this man, if by any means is missing, you will go scot-free. Help me now. What will happen? That's what I said. You should read. What happened? What will happen? With what? Now, when you hear that, what are you supposed to do? Look for Oja. What is Oja? And tie yourself with the guy. So? Verse 40. Everybody. And as the servant was busy here and there, stretch your hand to this altar. Let me pray for you. The mistake that will take your life, you will not make it. That amen, I'm not taking it from you. The mistake that they will say your life will go for, you will not make such mistake. You are so proud though. You are still doing shakala. I said the mistake that will make you to pay for what you did not chop. You will not do such in the name of Jesus. Aha! You are not doing now. The mistake that will make you to say, come and answer for what you did not chop. You will not do such in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout to the amen and pack your blessings. Now let us enter into this message. Let us swim. In life, every one of us, including me, something has been entrusted to us. Keep this man. Keep this marriage. Keep this woman. Keep this child. Keep this business. In fact, keep this gift. Are you listening to me now? Keep this department. Every one of us, something has been entrusted into our. We are expected to be careful with it. You are not to be careful. If you are careless with it, so something is entrusted. So, look at me, my brother. What has been entrusted in your hand? What? Keep this man. Now begin to think. What has God kept in my heart? You think those children, they are not your own. No. God, you are a caretaker. Keep these children. This church, I'm not the owner. Keep that church. Are you listening to me now?
Yes,
the media departmental leader, keep this department. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
are you listening to me?
Yes,
you become a boss in the office. Keep this. It can be taken from you. Are you? Keep this marriage. You are married. Today is a lie. Tomorrow, it can be taken from you. There is an entrustment. Something has been entrusted in your hand. Stretch your hand. Let me pray one prayer for you. If you are not tired. Whatever has been entrusted in your hand, you will not lose them. That amen is not of God. I say whatever has been entrusted into your hands, spiritually, financially, materially, maritally, career-wise, anywhere. Definitely is good. It's a good thing. You will not lose them in the name of Jesus. Now, come out your hand. For every entrustment, there is an expectancy, expectation. For anything entrusted in my hand, there are expectations. How have I taken care of the children, the wife, the husband, the church, the department, the gift that God has entrusted to me? So there is, if I am not careful and they are missing, you might be crying today and coming to church because something is missing. Can I pray for you again? Whatever is missing, the Lord will look for them for you. I'm not repeating the prayer. Some of you come to look at me, you are not saying amen. I said you will not lose it in the name of Jesus. Now, entrustment, expectancy, and number three, excuse. This guy, he said he was busy here and there. You are busier than what has been kept in your hands. Some of you are busier than your marriage. You are busier than your ministry. People that are very close to me know that there are some days you don't even talk to me. My message is not ready. When you are talking to me, Mama Konamo, I beg. Even don't make noise around me. Talk less of leaving my message. Come and pray for you. Pray for yourself. I know they party on Saturday. I know they do anything on Saturday. The only thing I'm doing is I'm waiting. I know they party. I know they no play. Because something has been kept in my hand. And if it is missing, there is going to be a pay time. You might be paying for it now because you are careless about it. Can I pray for you? Okay, let me face you. Can I pray for you, sister? Whatever you have lost by carelessness, mercy, bring them back to you in the name of Jesus. On this particular person had an excuse. He said, I was busy here and there. And the person went away. They said, there's no problem. You are going to pay with your life or you look for money. You see, you don't have money. What about your life? Then give your life. I am praying for you. You will not give your life for what is missing.
Yes.
You see, there are better people here today. You will not give your life for what is missing.
Yes.
What God has kept in your hand, you will not miss them.
Yes.
Seven areas we have been careless. Number one, we have been careless in our Christian life. Seven areas. Very short. Don't worry. It's not a long message. It's a seven. When are we going to finish? 11, 7, 11. No, don't worry. In the next 40 minutes, I'm done. Just make sure you understand this. Look, life is so spiritual. You must be as spiritual as your pastor now. The time of praying for me has passed. You must be spiritually sensitive. Number one is, we are careless, burning with our Christian life. How? We don't study the word of God again. Between you and me, if you know go lie, do you study Bible Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday again? Yes or no? Oh, all the people that answered me, see, I cannot share money around, but God is giving you a special gift.
Yeah.
Continue. Don't read your Bible. That's how it starts. We are careless. I will read tomorrow. God knows tomorrow you will not read it. Am I lying? I'll read tomorrow. That's how it's going. We are careless. When we got to Belgium, I had to write some exam. I was preparing for the exam. I was the only black boy in that class. I was the oldest, but they don't know I was the oldest. They thought I was their mate. Yes, they thought I was their mate. So I'll wake up in the morning and I'll begin to read. And one day she came from the bathroom and said, "You don't read your Bible again. It is this book you are reading every time." And I said, "Get it behind me. I have read my Bible before I start reading." But how did she notice that? No, this thing is taking your time. At the end of the class, I became number 2. I scored 76. Very wicked with their marks. They said, "Stephen, you succeed." I said, "Tell them, come." I came all the way from Nigeria. Why not go succeed? The next person that got 78, I said, "God save you." Now, that exam almost got all my attention in life. So when I'm going to the train station, I'm checking my textbook that I'll come and fail in this country. God forbid, but you must get to it, failure. Now, if you are there, you notice that you don't read your Bible again. That's how it starts. If I so bad, you don't come to church with Bible again. Yes or no? Yes, sir. It's so bad. They say you should read from the this thing. He said, I beg, just read. You want to quickly read it? But you take your time to watch film. Am I talking? You are busy here. You are going small. And Joshua one day said, "This book of the law will not depart from your home, and from it shall you make your resources." How are we careless in our Christian life? We no longer spend time in prayer again. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you are God. Thank you for waking me up. You are God, and I love you. I'll see you later. And if you are so familiar with God, I forgot to tell you, you know me, I know you. And thank you for being my God and watching my back. Mwah, bye. And God will ask Michael, "Who is he praying to?" Michael says, "It's his ancestors, not here." Mark chapter 1, verse 35, amplified. As busy as Jesus was, and in the morning, long before daytime, look at this. Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and what did he do? And there he prayed. You won't read with me again. I say, there what? He prayed. So as busy as Jesus was, he still prayed. We are careless in our Christian life. How? We don't surrender to the will of God anymore. Especially Christians, you believe that I beg. God is not wicked. We don't surrender to God's will anymore. We believe I will work it out. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will." Are you still in the level that God, it is your will? It is your will, not my will. And that is it. We are careless about our prayer time, careless about the word time, careless about will, about God's will. We don't even care. Number 4, still under our Christian life, we have lost self-control and discipline. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28, NLT. "He that have control over his spirit." A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. I want to pray for you. This number 1. Anyone here that your Christian life is already dead, I pray, let it resurrect now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't worry. I know you're not saying amen. The cost of it. You become weak and vulnerable. Attack will come anytime. Number 2. In the second area, we are being careless. We are careless in our Christian, in our spiritual life. We are careless in our spiritual life. The spiritual life, very careless. See, everything about God is, it is written. But when the devil comes, he will say, "Is it written?" You hear what I did now? God will say what? Satan will say? Let's do it again. God will say? Satan will say? Is it written? Is it written? In fact, where is it written? I begin to calculate, where, you don't need to eat it in Bible. In the Bible, go and search yourself. And the Lord said to Adam and Eve, don't eat. Abi? You will not answer me again. Let me not talk to anybody again. God asked Adam and Eve, don't eat. They know Jabam. I forgot that I'm not asking you. They ate. Carelessness. God will not do anything. Ah. God told Samson, don't marry from these people. Don't cut your hair. Don't touch a dead thing. He was careless. How can you be careless about your life? He was careless. The young prophet, God spoke to him. Do you remember the young prophet? If you don't, I have to read again to you. Do you remember the young prophet? God said, go to some place, no parking, no waiting, no stopping, no eating, no drinking. He went and he waited. You will notice something about me. The day you tell me, God said, God told me, I support what you said. I know they pray. Why should I pray and say, hey, what you said then? I don't know. God said, that's it. I will not go and be the prophet that will change. No. God said, that's on what we stand. On what God told you, we stand. Hey, but you are supposed to tell me, God did not say, was I there when God told you? Look at them. Carelessness. Prophet Dayo. Samson Dayo. You don't remember? What killed them? Carelessness. Sometimes it's not disobedience, it's carelessness. You're just stupid. Is there any area I am stupid and I'm preaching to you now? Starting from me, I am praying for myself. The Lord will deliver me and deliver you. Amen. Remember Jonah? Remember Jonathan? Remember Jonathan? Yes, today is Family Sunday. Remember Jonathan? Amen. You've seen that your father has left God. What are you supposed to do? Separate a little. No. Jonathan was careless. He died with his father. He made his son to be a vagabond, if not for covenant that worked for him. Are you here today? You are careless about your spiritual life. Everything God says you do, you know the duam. Look at me. Do you know that spiritual instructions? Look at me. Do you know they are rituals? Forget about that English that you are used to hearing in Nollywood. Do you know they are rituals? Ritual, that means there's a time to do this. There's a time to do it. Try this. When you wake up 7 o'clock every day and pray, by 7, angel is waiting for you there. They will be waiting. They will sit in your parlor waiting because they know that you are coming by 7. So they wait 7 today, 7 tomorrow, 7. After 2-3 months, they say, these people are not ready. They go. What happened to all these people? Adam and Eve, they died spiritually. They started living a life of nonsense. What happened to Judah? Judas was careless. He died. What happened to Jonathan? He died. What happened to Samson? He died. Why? Carelessness. So I pray for you. Number two, if you have been careless with your spiritual life, today receive direction, receive sense, and prosper. Amen. Number three, I said 7. No, we are number 3. Service almost over. Shout hallelujah. You're happy. Good. We are careless about our plans, our dreams, our visions, then our goals. We are careless. Joseph, how come you are telling Genesis chapter 37, verse 5 to 7, 5 to 11? How come you are telling your dreams? How come? He was careless. Careless, there is nothing go without a cost. You are careless. You are careless. Samson was careless. Joseph was careless. There are some dreams I will never tell you. I will never tell you. There are some vision I will never tell you. There are some goals I plan I will never tell you. Yeah, I won't. Is anybody here that is careless about his goals, vision, revelations, and direction? I they pray for you. Receive direction, receive sense, and prosper in the name of Jesus. Number 4. I mean, number 4 already. This sermon is going to be very short. Come on, call the microphone. We are careless about our children's life. Come on, see. Psalm 127, verse 3. Children are the heritage of God, and the foot of whom is the reward. Just as the bow and arrow is in the hands of the mighty, that is who they are. So children are the heritage of God, and there is a reward for them. There is a what? There is a what? There is a reward for taking care of them. Come with me, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. Deuteronomy 6, 7. It says, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk to them when thou seated in your house," not gossiping with other family. Yes, you shall teach it to your children when you sit in your house. When you are walking and you are strolling, you should teach it to them when you are driving. And when you lie down, you should, and when you rise up, you should teach your children. Train up a child in the way it should go. Finish for me. Most parents are careless in this area, starting from Eli. What should we do about this? We are careless about their mates. Do you know the name of your children's friend? I know. It's not a joke. I know. In fact, when she was going to school, I know the name of her friends. See, today, I know. I know them. Oh, I can be telling her now. Not a joke. I know. 1, 2, 3, I know. I know Elizabeth. I know Lincoln. It's not a joke. He doesn't have job. That's why I know. No problem. You are the jobber. No problem. Be busy here and there. The day my son said he's bringing people to the house, I said, no problem. I called him on phone. Give me the list of all of them. Did they had one issue? I said, that boy, is he one of them? He said, yes. Did they did his birthday? That how many? I said, so person gave you this one. He said, daddy, you know. I said, I know. I'm not that stupid and busy. I know. Do you know the name of their mates? I'm asking you. He said, that's not my business. No problem. You will pray. Don't worry. Do you know the music they listen to? Do you know the music they listen to? Try and give your child a test. Give him your phone and tell him, put the music there for me. You will hear the baby, he will play for you. Can you believe I know the best song of each of my daughter's children? How did I know? I know only. All I will just do is take, hear me play. I did it for you too now. I will know. You will do it. So I'll just say, oh, help me put the music there. I'll put it in. I'll be waiting. By the time we hear, I know you don't marry. I'll be, you won't kill me. I know. Hey, this is what you are hearing. I'll be, you won't make her die. I understand immediately that this is what you are in me. Back to sender. Praise God. Do you know the material that they read? Their mates. Their music. The material they read. Do you know their manners? The way they talk to people. It will start from the house. The way they are talking to you. If they can talk, they will talk to people anyhow outside. Just give them time. Somebody was telling me yesterday. He said, when somebody is talking, a 3-year-old child will say, They are not talking to her. I said, that girl is Ogbanje. I said, oh, we know Ogbanje. Familiar. I've talked about their mates. So their music, their manners. Do you know their mind? Do you know the mind of your children? Let this mind be in you. Do you know the mind of your children? Do you know what is in their mind? They will react. Sometimes push them to your edge. You want to know what the mind of your daughter or son? Push them to the edge. You have to push them. Push them to the edge. That they have to. What? I'm not going to take this. This is who you are. Don't wait till you are 60 to know, so that you'll not be heartbroken. That time was late. Walk away. They say, what, daddy? What? Emma Pala, and they move away. They say, Ile. No, now I'm beginning to plan your life. Somebody say, I am learning. Some of the children you born are not your children. Know very early that this one came from somewhere you don't understand. You are looking at me. No verse. I'm going to teach you. Before it was 1 out of 12, it's 1 out of 3 now. 1 out of 4. 1 out of 5. In the Edo State, June 13, a 7-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy raped their 1-year-old own sister to death. June 13. You ready too? And they arrested them, and they said they are not putting them in the manhole, they are killing them. My question, where were their parents? So I ask, does 7-year-old boy have election? I don't know. You will know. There's nothing you don't know. You will know. And I thank God for your life. I don't know. Because I don't go and check blockers of somebody. You know, it's good. It's good. I have to ask, hello, ma. Someone 5-year-old. How did they rape 1-year-old girl to death? Their sister. Where was their father? Where was their mother? 2 questions. Number 3. Who taught them? Where did they learn that from? I need to know the answer to those ones. And there was so much controversy. We said, you should kill them. I said, no. Put them in my room. I said, there is a curse in that family. So they are going to lose 3 children. The mother and father should drink IPO immediately. They should drink IPO when? Immediately. As parents, I'm asking you now. Their mates, you know them? Their music, you know it? Their materials, you know it? Their mind, you know it? Let me tell you now. I won't say this at home. I'm preaching in a new church. I sneak into their rooms. I know the books they are reading. And I check the book very well. And the day I suspect anything, computer science, memory, and I pretend as if I'm very dull, if you are close to me. I still know how to hack computer. And I can know everything they are going through. Most of the time, you cannot delete history. History is there. Yes, sir. Forget about how I pretend. I still know some things. He doesn't know anything. It's only Bibeli knows. You will know. I know more than Bibeli. So I sneak into their room. But I pretend as if I don't know. I don't enter my door. He's a liar. I sneak into their room. You have seen your towel down on the mattress and you sit on the dish. I did it. Nami did one. Apart from that, I'm telling you, I sneak into their room. Have you sneak into their house? And they are adults. They are adults. What is the result if you don't take care of them? Let me show you something before. Exodus. Let me show you something. Exodus chapter 2, verse 9. Don't worry, we are number 4. We'll soon finish. Say, and Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, continue from there. Take this tithe away. Not it for me. I will give you what? Look away, wait. For every child we take care of, there is a wage. Wage is waiting for us. Should I still continue? What will happen if you are here and there and you are caring about your children? They will bring you shame. And after that one, there is no cupboard for you, no shishi, no wages. We are not going to be paid for our marriage. We are not going to be paid for marriage, but we'll be paid. So your payment for marriage is between you and your wife. Enjoy yourself very well. But the payment day for your children and the children you take care of is somebody receiving cents. Say, I know. It's only me and my husband. You know, Mufasa English, Mufasa Yoruba, me, if we lofo. I'm not going to give you a hope. I'm giving you update now. Somebody say update. Number 5. If I ask you now, what should be done to those 5 and 7-year-old boy, there will be controversy here. So I'm not going to ask you. But it's very, very heartbreaking. Number 5. We are careless about the places we go to. I hope you know, ma or sir, that it's not everywhere that angel will follow you. There are places where you want to enter, and angel will just reverse. He won't follow you. Remember Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not, standeth not, is there not in a place of scornful and sinners. Come and see this. Judges chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. And Balak said to her, if you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go. That's not where I'm going to. Verse 9. Church, will you go? Read verse 9 to me. Go now. And she said, I will surely go with you. Nevertheless, the trip you take will not be for your glory. He said, this trip that when I want to go will not be for what? For the Lord will sell Sisera into the hands of the woman. When Deborah arose, so there are some trip you take, there is no glory, no honor. In fact, there are some trip, the place you go, it is shame that the person will meet there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are places don't go. Genesis 49, verse 4. Reuben went to his father's coast. What did he meet there? Ekwe. Turbulent as the water. He said he will no longer excel. For he went. Where have you been wenting? Where have you been going? Yes. Where have you been going? His life sealed. Are you a bad day? Because of the place you went. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. Stretch your hand, let me pray for you. I pray for all the parents here. God will not declare you guilty over your children. I pray for everyone here. The place you will go that will make you to end in perdition, shame, and dishonor. Jehovah block you from there in the name of Jesus. So what's the result? From going to where it's not supposed to go? It's all shame. He brought generational curse himself. He lost his birthright. Let me give you two more. I'm bringing two together. I'll give you one more. We are careless about the play, about what we say and what we eat. So I'm bringing, there are two different sermons, but I'm bringing them together because of time. Bible says each and every one of us will be judged by whatever we say in our mouth. Every bullshit we say in our mouth, they say there's judgment for it. What you say counts as a person. You should watch what you say. When you open your mouth to lie on people, when you hear things you are not even sure, it's still alleged, but no, I tell you, Bonnie, and what you are saying is not real. You know how you're going to be disgraced? Eventually, what is a lie? I'm asking you. Okay. Come. James chapter 1, verse 19. Understand this. My beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear. Let man be what? Let man be what? That means you're a ready listener. But slow to speak. Be careful. When you bring anybody's case to me, I'll tell you, this is from you. What about from him? Slow to speak. Slow to take offense. Slow to be angry. Slow to judge. There is more to life than what we see or hear. Watch what you say. Joseph's problem started from saying. Your rising starts from saying, and I will say of the Lord. So there is a mystery behind what you are saying. That's why you can never hear me say, I don't have money. You can never hear me say, I'm broke. You can't hear me say. You can never hear me say, I don't have. Okay, let me show you this now. Genesis 25, 29 to 34. One day, Jacob was cooking his stew. Esau came in and from the field. Starved. Esau said to Jacob, give me some of your red stew. I'm starved. And as I came to call himself Edo. You know this story, say? Because I'm angry. Say, you know, eh? Okay. He said, and that one said, make me a trade. Can you imagine? I want to tell you something here. You go first, so what I'll tell you. I'll tell you. My steal for your right as a firstborn. Was this guy Jacob? Is he not a thief? Answer me, is he not a thief? Answer me, is he not a thief? He's a thief. If I were Esau, I would steal that soup. If I steal it, I have not sold my birthright. I will give him back soup another time. This guy, he said, for swear to me. Were you so hungry? and he did an oath to Esau. He traded away for steel. What was inside that steel? Tiki? Pomo? Enogbe? What's there? Is, and he knows that as a firstborn. Now, the spiritual blessing goes to Jacob already by revelation. Eh? You now gave him your birthright again. Are you stupid? So, I keep my birthright. All my father's property is with me. You take the spiritual blessing, no problem. By the time I struggle with this one, I will meet us. Eh? Esau will have been the most blessed. They have collected that one from him in the realm of the spirit. This boy again. So if I were him, I will hide the steel. As he's putting Maggie there, I will steal the steel. You are looking at me like, Bobo Leni, oh Leni me. It's better I steal than I should sell my birthright. And I will carry it inside the bush. Maledada. Eat it. Noise will happen. Don't worry, bro. I'll go give you another one. I'll bring you meat tomorrow. You are Agbayani? Ben, I know. Oleni Agbalu? I know. Oni Jaku Daniel? I know. But to sell your birthright, are you here today? You have sold your birthright. They said this is a, it doesn't matter. I will just do what I want to do. Ah, mercy collected back for you. Sell your birthright. See, before you say anything, be thinking. Oh, when they come and arrest you, they tell you anything you say shall be used against you. The day you marry, anything you say in front of woman shall be used against you. In future and now. Should I still continue? You are angry, shout hallelujah. I know. Judges chapter 16, verse 16 to 17. I'm almost done. And he came to pass. Look at another mumu. As he pressed him, the woman is pressing you. Daily with her words, you sat down there and urging. He put his head on her laps. That is so. Unto death. And he did not stand up from there. Are you a tree? You are talking. Next verse, what is that? And he told her. Look at me. Look at me. Don't look at anywhere. Look at only me. Are you looking at me? No person knows all my heart. They know what you like. Some of you, they want to give you three like this. Ah! So I'm going to give you any candy. You know any candy? That is cold. Ah! You begin to divulge. Have you been to where they are taking just that small shot of a go? You see people talking. You see, my damn metasi. Ah, Lalea, no. They'll begin to talk. Just. Somebody ask you, how are you? Ah, now, wow, my husband. Now, wow, sister, ma, I'm not enjoying that man, no. He can't even give me 200 naira. Was that what they ask you? You know, most of the time, you are the one that revealed your home to people. We are not careful. So if I saw intelligence, will be asking you about yourself. What do you know about them? I'm asking you now. And he told this woman everything about his life. And she's asking you question. How am I? I go feed by you. And you are talking. Stop telling people everything in your heart. Except they are stakeholders in your life. I don't need to preach about stakeholders. You know stakeholders? Every child there, your parents are your stakeholder. Wives, your husband is your stakeholder. Don't hide it from him, and he will know later and say you have been unfaithful. There's going to be a problem. Are you learning anything here? I can't even continue with the story of this Samson because, oh, stupid gone. and the next thing they say, Samson. The Philistines have come, and he said, I will go as I used to go. No, you won't go as you used to go, because you have used your mouth to tie yourself. Is anybody here, you have used your own mouth to tie yourself? Oh yeah, be loose now in the name of Jesus. If you are close to me, you will know my stomach is full of revelation. It's not, I can't, if I talk to you for 10 hours, I can't finish it. But you know what? I talk to you according to your knowledge. That somebody will come to me, I will not even look at me. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Okay. I will not talk. I'm not going to talk. You think I talk? I talk because I love you. I talk because I love you. Benny. Benny. Stop telling people. There are secrets that God has put in my hand. I can't tell you. If I tell you, you will not come to church again. You will not come. You'll be confused. Say, no. You'll be doing your head like this. You say, give me action meters. I'm telling you. I have advertised that for you now. If you drink it, hold on here. Number 7. Did I miss any? Number 1. We have been what? Careless in our Christian life. Abby? Number 2. We have been careless in our spiritual life. Number 3, we have been careless where? Plans, dreams, and all. Number 4, children. 5, we have been. Number 5, the places we go to. Number 6, we have been careless about what we say, what we eat. Yeah, but that what you eat, you know it already. There's nowhere you cannot eat. God will save you. And last one, we have been careless about the people we love. Look at me, everybody. Everybody is not lovable. Some people are so unlovable. There are people you love and your life will jaga jaga. When you start loving the wrong people, look at me. Wrong things start to happen in your life. What did I say now? Let me say it again. When you start loving the wrong people, wrong things begin to happen in your life. Now, what did I say? Ben. Come, let me show you. You know, Solomon loved the Lord. He loved God so much. But when he started loving the wrong people, he was careless with his love life. Are you a badger in the street? You don't open the door of your life for everybody that you are just meeting. Oh, there's just a connection. You know, we just met. Our eyes just lock like this. I've been searching for love. What's the law? 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3. Then, we'll read the last one. And Solomon loved the Lord. Walking the status of David his father. Only him sacrifice, burn incense in high places. But by the time you get to 11, 1 Kings 11 verse 4. And it came to pass when Solomon was old. Do you see? That is wise. The people he loved turned his heart after other gods. And you cannot love God. The El Shaddai and love all these mumu gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord is God. You are not reading Abishai? As was the heart of David his father. You see, I don't think I've read all the Bible. I read the Bible several times, and as if I didn't see a particular place in chapter 11 yesterday, the Bible said in chapter 11 that people started waging war against him. The person that didn't have war in his old age, war started coming. The first person came, the second person. Why? Because God has left him. Are you here today and God has left you because of the people you are loving? Receive direction, receive sense in the name of Jesus. I'm not taking it. I said, receive this word of God, receive sense in the name of Jesus. When you love the wrong people, the wrong things happen to you. When you meet people Please look at me. Ask yourself, what is this person's assignment in my life? Why is this person coming to my life? What is going to be? How is it going to be? How is it going to end? Don't say what will be, will be. So that you will not be part of what was never supposed to be. Watch. Be careful. Listen to this. You might not believe this, but carelessness can make people to miss rapture. Carelessness can make you not to be with the Lord. The first chairman of the Apostolic Church was going to church. I told you this story before. As he was going to church, these masculine guys came and they were harassing him. Very spiritual pastor. And he said, get out of my sight, you sons of perdition that will end in hell. Normally, would the masculine worship not end in hell? But is that his work? Is that his assignment? He got to church, did everything, got home, and he died. I told you, the church where I was bread, butter, tom-tom, that church, they will find out why you die, yo. Except you, they will find out what killed him. We will know. When Paul Adonis died as a youth, we knew what killed him. We knew who killed him. Because we were raised with us, hear the Lord. It's not a joke. Yeah, we knew. And we prayed and the woman confessed. So I'm mentioning names now so that I can see I'm not joking. This Baba died. And they didn't carry him to go and bury. They started praying. That daddy did not enter heaven, no. Did not enter heaven. What happened? They followed him there. Don't ask me how. Where is Daniel? You follow me to that hospital? I was in the hospital with you. I went. I followed that boy. Ah, Pastor, he said you were there. And the Lord said by 12. Eh? And by 12, somebody, no, and he said, the Lord said, why? Were we together with her? No, because we followed her. So you can follow somebody in the name of the Spirit? No. That's not for today. And they said that this one didn't happen. Why? Because he has called. God said he called his servants. Masculine people. His servant. He called them. So the petition that he will not enter heaven. That he should go back and repent. And the man woke up. And he said, I am about to be thrown to hellfire because I called those Ego Kalaba people. So the petition, and they will go to hell. Father, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. They are not sons of perdition. They are your children and your servants. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He slept back. They followed him again. He entered heaven. If that little sin can block people, God in heaven knows I preach to you the truth in this church. You will not say I didn't teach you. The only thing he teaches us is sacrifice. And one day will tell us to sacrifice ourselves. That is the only thing he taught us. And no problem. Angels recorded it today that have taught you that carelessness can make you to miss all. Did Adam not lose all? All the glory. All the glamour. Of God has given you good and beautiful life, but carelessness. Some of you have good gifts. Yes, some of you used to prophesy before. Some of you, when you dream like this, people will be shaking. But today, anything again. Nothing, and you are comfortable. Some of you, when you sing before, people begin to praise God. But now, they don't know between you and what you. See, to you, it's nothing. Do you know when I don't hear from God in a day? In fact, 1 hour, I begin to ask, Father, what's happening now? Why? Because I know if he dropped me, it's finished. I finished preaching. I know there will be no question. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11, there can't be question. The Bible says, behold, I come quickly. Now, don't be here and there like that person. Look at, hold that fast which thou hast. The gift, the marriage, the man, the husband, the child, the department that God has given to you, that no man take your crown. Because when you hold it well, you will take a crown. But when you lose it, There is a cost. Bow down your head and let us pray. Father, deliver me from the sins of carelessness. Go ahead and pray. Deliver me from the sins of carelessness. Are you praying? Deliver me from the sins of carelessness.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose.